What is up, everybody? Unemployment Hour bonus train. It's sort of a modified Unemployment Hour bonus train. I'm on my way to the Y, gonna practice, gonna hit some balls around. I was debating whether to bike or drive. Got the kid at home. He's currently on the tit right now, getting some milk out of my wife's nipples. He's breastfeeding. It is a common biological thing. Don't make a joke out of it. It's a natural thing, and it's actually the more healthy option than feeding them McDonald's and Burger King and Subway. And you can feed them that stuff, maybe just Subway. I don't know about McDonald's and Burger King. Subway, I guess they had shoe rubber in their bread for a while, but I hope that's out of there. If you make a healthy choice at Subway, you can give it to your baby, but only after about 8 months. Subway, eat fresh. That's our sponsor this weekend. This podcast, sorry. Yeah, I was gonna bike. I like biking, but I don't like biking as a means of transportation. It's fun to go out and do for fun, but as soon as you're doing it to get from point A to point B, especially when point B is far away, it takes me about 18 minutes in the summer and probably about 25 to a half hour in the winter to get to and from, or to get to the Y. Ah, fuck. I always do this at 22nd and Avenue P. I always try to turn left on 22nd, and the light is almost never green, and it's always red from far away. So I'm like, oh, by the time I get up to it, it'll be green, and it hardly ever is. I always make that bad judgment call, but it's okay because it'll mean you guys get more material on the Unemployment Hour bonus train. So I don't like biking as a means of transportation, but it saves gas. It cuts down on my gas bill. Why did Hitler commit suicide? Because somebody slipped him the gas bill. it cuts down on my gas bill. So that's a nice thing. And it's kind of a, you know, it's not really much fun to get on the treadmill and do cardio, get on the elliptical, get on the treadmill. Sometimes you get on the road and you just feel like running like Forrest Gump and you go for a little jog or a run and it feels good. But a lot of the time it's, you'd rather just go out and play sports, and you wouldn't rather go out and ride your bike than play a sport or than drive your car to the Y, but you'd rather do that than run on a treadmill or go on an elliptical potentially. I can get on my bike, I can listen to my iPod, I can save gas getting to and from point B to point A, and it's good, but it's not really that fun. And in the winter, it's a lot of fun biking in the winter, but it's even less fun biking from as a means of transportation in the winter. It gets cold, it's harder, it takes longer, my chain's all fucking rusted up and shit. So I don't really want to do it, but it's good. And, you know, it's a way to kind of cheat in a little bit of cardio. You're getting to and from, you know, wherever you're going, and you get a little, I don't know that it's a great workout, but it's something. So you're kind of like, ah, you know, I'm getting a little something from this. So, you know, there's benefits to it, but I don't want to do it. I kind of do want to do it because I don't want to have to pay as much gas, and I want to feel like I accomplished more in my workout today. So I'm sort of, you know, oh, you know, Lisa, you might need me back sooner, so maybe I shouldn't bike today because you need me home as quick as possible today to get to the baby. When in reality, she probably doesn't. I mean, Lisa would probably make a great single mother. I think that maybe us being together helps the baby, you know, maybe about 5% more. You know, hopefully that 5% goes a long way. But, you know, if I wasn't around, the baby would probably still be great. I don't think I make it worse by being around. But it's not much better. So, I mean, I can probably afford to ride my bike. Lisa can probably afford to have me ride my bike. And it's probably not going to fuck the world up for the extra hour that I'm going to be gone because I'm biking to and from. It is more safe to drive, and there is a chance that I could fall and smash my face on the ground again, like has happened riding my bike before, so there is that, but it's probably not going to happen. And the extra hour that it's going to take me to get to and from the YMCA is probably not going to ruin the kid's life or Lisa's life. But, you know, I'm sort of like, I'm sort of leaning towards drive. I'm kind of talking my way into like, oh, yeah, you need me to drive, right? Well, she probably doesn't. But, you know, it's more fun. I would rather drive. But whatever, I decided to drive. I kind of feel like a piece of shit for it, but I did. Now there's no fucking spots in the parking lot, so I should have biked because I never have to worry about a parking spot when you bike. And on top of... Oh, nope, there's no parking spot. We got the Curb Your Enthusiasm parking. If you've ever seen season 8 of Curb Your Enthusiasm, they kind of, sort of, kind of... The gist of the show is he goes to... Yeah, that's fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm parking. Big time. The gist of season 8 is he goes to New York, but the very first episode, they talk about, you know, the one guy that parks like an asshole and you can't fit your car in because of him. And then it fucks it up for everyone. Now the next guy looks like an asshole, when really it's probably just the one guy that parked like a dickhead that makes everyone look like an asshole. Well, somebody fucking douchebag parked straight out of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and my 2005 Chevrolet Cavalier that my grandma gave to me probably can't fit in that spot. So thanks a lot, fuckface. I'm tempted to just squeeze my way in there because this fucking hatchback, what is this thing? It's not a big car. These two fuckers. Okay, we've got a Mazda. This Mazda Protege is parked right in the middle of two parking spots. And because of that, a Mazda 3 is also parked bad. And then the 4x4 from Dodge City, probably... Man, I'm debating like parking halfway up on the curb or something. This is fucking ridiculous. I want to nudge my way in there and just say, hey, I don't submit to your douchebaggery. I'm going to fit in this spot anyway. Mazda Protege, license plate 132KJY with your Arizona Cardinals license plate thing. Fuck you, buddy. I can't fit. There's no fucking way. I could barely fit my bike in there. What an asshole. Maybe it's like on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Maybe somebody else parked like an asshole first. And now he's forced. That I really, really want to fucking fuck this guy right now and just squeeze my way in. Can I fit? He's got no room to get in his passenger side if I go in there. I probably don't want to do that, especially with this guy. There's another guy in the lot right now that's trying to park, so I will just... I'll just drive around. Oh, this guy coming out with a yoga mat. Let's see if he's KY Jelly license plate number, whatever it fucking was, with his yoga mat there. Let's see. I guess he got himself all zen and flexible at yoga class, but he was just in a bad place and was a real asshole. If he doesn't do yoga, he acts like a fucking douchebag all day long and parks like an asshole. I don't know if it's actually him that, let's find out. It would be a fucking wonderful, and like a real passive aggressive asshole, I obviously wouldn't say anything to him if it was him, and it's not. And it's another guy parking in a Jeep or some shit like that, and he's gone. So, and there's somebody waiting. The guy that I was in the way of when I was trying to park in the douchebag spot is now going to go in that spot. So, I'm going to go look elsewhere for a parking spot. And this is why I should have rode my bike. But at least because I decided to drive like a lazy idiot, even though this whole trip to the YMCA is going to take longer because I decided to drive like a lazy idiot, at least you're getting a podcast out of it, and you're getting a pretty darn long podcast out of it, because, oh, I think we found a good spot here. I just have to back up illegally on a one-way street. Oh, and that guy looks like Samuel Murray. That is not Samuel Murray, because we are in Saskatoon, unless it is. Yeah, he sort of looks like Samuel Murray. He won our most recent single selection event in Vernon, British Columbia. And he happened to make the semifinals of the most latest IRT Pro Stop. So that's cool. I don't think that was him in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He is from Quebec, and he would have just flown back from Portland, Oregon. So I don't think he would be in Saskatoon right now. This is a good spot. I should have tried this part first before going out to the parking lot. Anyways, yeah, probably should have rode. I caught that train, and I dicked around in the parking lot for a little while, but hopefully you guys got a good podcast out of it. It's all by myself. I texted good old Josh Kyle about doing a Two Buds today, but he fucking ghosted me. He did not get back to me. He is a bad friend, and we are no longer just kidding. I don't know. Hopefully he's okay. I texted him about doing a podcast the other day too, and he didn't get back to me, but we're on speaking terms. We played racquetball with each other yesterday. He must just be busy. He is more busy than I am right now. Even though I have a kid, he has a pretty much full-time job and another, job as well. So, he's got a wife and I think his parents get back from the airport. It's okay. I'm just joking. I'm not mad about it. It would have been nice to get a reply and maybe do a show, but you've got little old me here all by myself doing a show in my car while I'm parked outside of Auditorium Avenue waiting to go hit some balls. I really got to practice my backhand right now. My backhand down the line is a weak shot. I'm slicing it. It is not going straight down the line. It is hitting the front wall and then hitting the side wall and popping into the middle of the court. That is not an effective shot unless you hit it about 6 inches high or lower. Actually, you could probably hit it about a foot high or lower. And as long as you hit it that low, it might end up being a kill shot, or it might crack out in the side wall. Well, sometimes you can hit it really high and it can crack out in the side wall for you and be a good shot. But if you hit it, sometimes if you hit the ball low enough, you don't have to hit it clean at all. So if I hit it, a foot or lower and it's janking front wall, side wall, I'm going to be okay. But I would also like to be able to run the ball clean, I just need to work on that. So I'm going to work on my backhand. I've been taking some rips in the batting cage, getting ready for baseball season quite early. But I've been taking some left-handed swings. I'm a righty. I play racquetball right-handed. I throw right-handed and I swing right-handed and I shoot right-handed in hockey. And I golf as rare if I ever golf, which is hardly ever. I don't know that I've golfed once in the last 10 years. And before that, I probably golfed 3 times in the, 10 years before that, it was probably like 10 times in the 10 years before that. But I golf right if I ever golf as well. So I do everything right. I don't do everything right. I do everything with my right hand. That would be a fucking riot if I did everything right. Oh, I wouldn't even, I don't know that I'd be talking to you right now, because sometimes a good podcast is all about the things we do wrong and making light of them and having a good time with the stupid things we do and talking about them on a show. So if I did everything right, I might not need to do the unemployment hour bonus train, because I wouldn't have ever caught a fucking train. I'm going crazy. This parenthood thing is really, really, really getting my goat, I guess. I don't do everything right, but I do things with my right hand. I don't beat off with my right hand, however. I use my left, and I also wipe my ass with my left hand. Is that cross-contamination? You tell me. Maybe I should stop wiping my ass with the same... I gotta speak more quiet. There's a lady that's passing by the car right now, and if I'm speaking too loud, she will hear about me touching myself and cleaning myself, and maybe that will be sexual harassment. You can never be too careful. I'm not trying to make light of the sexual harassment stuff. I think what these guys have been doing has been awful, and I'm not making light of it by saying that the littlest thing could trigger a sexual harassment lawsuit is wrong. Not the case. I think that what Louis C.K. did was a lot better than what Harvey Weinstein did. It's still shitty behavior. I'm not going to be outraged if he makes a comeback in the next little while here. I think what he did was shitty, but it was not nearly as shitty as what a lot of these other fucks have been doing. So I'm a fan of Louis C.K. I'm not a fan of what he did. I don't think I'm going to be too upset if he makes a comeback here, in due time. You know, as long as he doesn't end up having done a bunch of other really shitty things, in the past as well. But you know, what he did was bad, but I don't think it was as bad as a lot of the other stuff. But I'm not trying to downplay sexual harassment things. Sorry about that. That was not my intention. I was just making a joke. More than anything, I just didn't want to creep out ladies talking about, but is that cross-contamination? You tell me, should I be beating off, with the same hand that I wipe my ass? Now, obviously I don't go, shit to penis. I do wash my hands. And lately, with a lot of influence from my friend Eric DeRoche, who talks about how he has to shower immediately after shitting, he says, you know, would you, if you got a bunch of Nutella on your forearm, would you just get a piece of toilet paper and wipe it off and go about your day? No, you would get... you would get some soap and water and you would scrub that thing down until all the Nutella was out of your arm hair and off of your arm. So I guess it's a similar situation when you have shit on your rectum damn near killed them and you should shower. So lately I've been trying to time out my shits so that I go right to the shower, doing them. So I don't just shit and go directly to touch myself, in the wiener. I will go, sometimes to the shower. And then maybe I touch myself in the shower, but by then, you know, you hope that your hand is clean enough. We've almost got time for a full unemployment hour now. I think I'm going to ramble for about 3 more minutes and then we can call this an unemployment hour episode. So, I don't know what we're going to call it. Yeah, I don't know. I might if I keep babbling on for about 3 more minutes, we will have a name for the show, for the episode title. Shout out to Josh. Would have liked to do a Two Buds with you here, but I guess having been in the house all day long, I've been quite talkative and have been inspired to do a full-on unemployment hour episode. So, left, right. I've been in the batting cage lately, and I've been taking a lot of left-handed swings. I've been swinging lefty, and the hope is that I will get more comfortable and stronger on the backhand side. I feel, you know, when a ball comes to the forehand, I feel very good over there. It doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to hit a good shot, but I feel, you know, I feel fairly strong over there and that I'm able to hit the ball. I don't always hit the ball where I want, but there's a confidence and a feel that I'm able to, and that's not necessarily always true. But on the backhand, it's sort of like, you know, you're sort of hitting shots with your fingers crossed every time you hit them. And I'm hoping with, you know, doing more stuff where I'm forced to do things with my backhand, I guess maybe I should start beating my wife, you know, and then maybe I'll get better at the backhand there. No, that was inappropriate. I apologize for that. I like to think I'm about 125 chair shots in the head away from ever doing something like that. Rest in peace, Chris Benoit. It's not very nice to say nice things about Chris Benoit, but you know, I was a big fan of his, and I think that the head trauma that he took really, from all accounts, he was a great man, and I don't know what the fuck happened there. I think losing his best friend Eddie Guerrero was a big part of that whole thing, and also head trauma, being a pro wrestler and taking all those chair shots in the head really fucks a guy up. So I think that was part of it too. And sometimes, you know, women say dumb things and you just gotta, no, just kidding. That's inappropriate. I apologize. That is not true. It's never okay to beat
to beat your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, or, you know, it's never okay unless they say, unless that's a thing you do and you guys have a safe word. It's never okay to do that stuff unless it's consenting. You know, it's not okay to do that stuff no matter how many chair shots you get hit with. So I will not be working on my backhand by doing any behavior like that. Hopefully it doesn't matter how many chair shots I get hit with. I won't be working on my backhand that way. Just, you know, swinging left-handed and then hoping to get stronger over there. And also, I like doing it sometimes when I'm in the cage hitting balls and I'm really having trouble just in general. Sometimes I'll go and switch lefty and, you know, have some terrible, awful swings at the ball. And then I go back right-handed and it feels so much easier. It feels so much more comfortable because I just try to do something really hard and hit the opposite way, and you go back to the way you actually do it, and it's like, oh yeah, this feels great. So yeah, over time I'm hoping to take, you know, get in the cage, take a lot of left-handed swings, and like I said before, I'm repeating myself, but hopefully that helps a guy out on the backhand side. I know in the past my coach Lauren Prentice had told my father that I should become a switch hitter in baseball. That was years ago, maybe like over a decade, probably like almost 2 decades ago at this juncture, maybe about 15 years ago now. I remember him, my dad, saying that, yeah, Lauren was talking about how you should become a switch hitter. And I really thought about that. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good idea. I should do that. And I never did. I guess now at 33, I'm working on it. Not to say I'm going to be a switch hitter and ever, you know, put my team at a disadvantage by going up and hitting on my wrong side, because that could probably hurt the ball club. But, you know, I'm thinking I'm hoping it'll help the backhand out if I take a bunch of reps that way. So that's my thing. But anyways, yeah, I should stop talking about it and I should start fucking doing it. My kid's going to need me to change a diaper right away here. And you know, I won't have hit any backhands. So then I'm going to have to take it out of him. No, that was inappropriate. I apologize. Just kidding. That's not okay. I have a fucking hack job. I'm sorry if my jokes and all my fucking... If this was 22 minutes a hack, I really apologize. I hope you guys found it funny. I made some really rudimentary fucking low-hanging fruit jokes and whatnot. But I hope you enjoyed the unemployment hour. We didn't get any... I was planning on it being a bonus train, but I got really fucking rambly. I guess when I haven't been around friends all day, I guess that's what happens. I don't know, but enjoy yourself. Have a good one. Hopefully Josh and I will get together for a two buds. And also on top of that, Chris has told me that he doesn't not want to do the podcast anymore. So Grown Man Coloring isn't dead. He just would like he'd like to have an idea of what we're talking about. And that's fair. And we'll get that going sometime. Lisa and I and Benson are going to Palm Springs on Friday. Maybe we'll get one in before that. Probably doubtful. Tuesday and Wednesday are pretty busy. And then Thursday is Chris's wing night. So I don't know that we'll be able to fit one in before then, but it is not dead. We are not dead in the waters. I don't know. We got to find a replacement for Bob there, but you know, we don't have to find a replacement for Bob and Chris. So we do still have that. I don't know when it'll happen next, but hopefully sometime soon. Maybe Josh will sit in for Bob, or maybe Colin will come back. We'll talk about movies and Star Trek and nerdy shit like that. I don't know. Maybe Clarky will come out and talk about banging women. He's done that a lot, and it's always a fun subject. At one point, he was going to start a podcast about that called How I Fucked Your Mother. And you can't take it from me. You can't put fucked in your episode, in the name of your podcast or in the title of your podcast. I've gotten taken off of iTunes for that in the past. You just have to change. I had an episode of an early episode of Grown Man Coloring called Fuck the Rainbow, and it was all about how Skittles went from fucking lime Skittles, which are the best ever, to green apple, which are the worst ever. If you put a gun to my head, I would eat a green apple Skittle. They're still good, I will admit. Begrudgingly, I will admit that the green apple Skittle is good, but the lime Skittle is the best ever, and to replace the lime Skittle with the green apple Skittle was fucking heresy, and it was awful. We did a podcast about that called Fuck the Rainbow, and that got us kicked off of iTunes, and I didn't know why for the longest time. I said the N-word. I was quoting a song
But I said the N-word and I was worried that that was what got us kicked off, but that was not what got us kicked off. We got kicked off because I had fuck in the episode title. So I changed the name to hashtag bring back Lime Skittles and we were fine. Then we were back on iTunes. So, but yeah, he's been planning on doing a podcast and I think it'd be really good and I encourage him to do that one day. So maybe we'll have him on Grown Man Calling. I don't know. But anyways, stay tuned. GMCpod.podbean.com. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Music or whatever it's called. Listen to all our shows. Listen to all our old shows. Comment. Tell your friends. Talk about them when you're commentating a great racquetball match on Facebook Live. Just spread the word because I don't know. I think more than just the guys that do the show like the podcast, I hope. So if that's true, then maybe somebody else will like the show too. Okay, I'm going to head out now. I got to hit some racquetballs before the fucking Y is closed. Backhands mostly, but I'll work on you know, I'll freestyle a little bit. I'll hit the ball and the ball will go there and I'll go run to it and hit it more. And I'll work on some stuff, but especially backhands right now and especially backhand down the lines. Gotta work on that game. Gotta work on all of it. Okay. Here we go. Sorry, man. Can't take Charlie. All right, Josh, I feel bad, but T parents aren't cool with it. I think that means my parents aren't cool with it. All right. Well, that sucks. Josh was going to look after Charlie when we go to Palm Springs, but he isn't able to do that. Tonight's no good. Okay. He also isn't going to be able to do a Two Buds podcast. So he did get back to me, but I'm free most other nights this week. Okay. So we can stay tuned for a Two Buds podcast another night this week. Okay. We have to find anyone want to babysit a dog for about 6 days because I'm SOL on that. Sorry. Coughing on a podcast is not very good to do. Okay, but yeah, hopefully we'll be able to find someone else to look after our puppy for the 6 days. Lisa's going to be gone for about 10 days. I'm going to be gone for 6. So I have lots of time to masturbate and maybe get drunk with my friends, maybe have friends over, maybe have a party. I've got a few days home after Palm Springs where I can be a bachelor, single guy bachelor. I'm kid free and I'm wife free. So I got lots of masturbation time and lots of potential party time. I got to work a couple shifts during the time that I'm going to miss them. What am I talking about? I'm not going to masturbate. I'm not going to train harder. I'm not going to play more sports. I'm not going to have any parties. I'm just going to fucking cry because I'm going to miss my wife and kids so fucking much. And it's going to suck 4 days without them, but at least I won't miss my dog for 4 more days. I'm going to have my dog. So Charlie and I are going to hang out and, hopefully he's not going to lick my back sack when I'm beating off. That happened once. And that was really disturbing. But yeah, so at least I get to see my dog, but I do need a babysitter for 6 days for him. So hopefully we can find someone. I think we got a few people in mind. I think it might work out. It should be okay. Otherwise, I guess I'm not going to Palm Springs because I can't leave Charlie all by himself. The little shit face. Oh, he's such a little shit face. He's a good dog. I love him. I don't know why any parents wouldn't be willing to look after him. No, I get it. It's he's a handful, and not everyone wants to have a dog in this stage of their life. So not everyone is okay with looking after him. No harm, no foul, no hard feelings. Okay, this was an unemployment hour episode. So tune in next time. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Okay, well, see you later. Yeah, okay. Big gulps, eh, guys? Well, fuck. I should have just... I don't know. I just didn't feel like the old whelp, see you later, went out was a good enough ending. What else should I say? I got a good one. No, what was the... I just watched Goon again. I forced Lisa to watch that movie. There's got to be some good lines in Goon that I could really... put as a like a good life lesson thing, like a good moral. I don't know. I love that Doug Latt. He's just a nice guy, and he's dumb,
But he's like smart in how dumb he is. He's just so fucking charming, and he's just a good guy. He cares about his team. He cares about sticking up for people. He cares about what's right. He beats the fuck out of a guy because he says faggot, and he's got a gay brother, so he's sticking up for his gay brother. He's sticking up for what's right, and I really like the way that Doug Glatt carries himself. So if everyone could be a little less Albert Einstein and a little more Doug Glatt, you know, you don't have to be smart to be a great person in this world. You know, there's a big charm in being a nice guy and sticking up for what's right and sticking up for your friends and your team. And, you know, just really being a fucking goon, just being an enforcer out there and just being nice. I just love that Doug Glatt. So, you know, a little, you know, we could all use a little more Doug Glatt in our lives, I think. Think about that. You know, watch Goon and think about Doug Glatt and just think, you know, maybe I've got a PhD and maybe I don't. Maybe people would accuse me of being smart and maybe they wouldn't. But, you know, it doesn't fucking matter. You know, there's a little Doug Glatt. If there isn't a little Doug Glatt in all of us, there needs to be. So put a little Doug Glatt in yourself and be fucking nice and you know, be the righteous, be the hero, be the fucking, you know, you gotta go with what you got. That's right. You gotta go with what you got. There's a rap song that plays in the credits and you gotta go with what, it's something about give it what you got or go with what you got. And that's, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. You just got to go with what God gave you. So there's great lessons in Forrest Gump and there's great lessons in Goon. You know, so you got to go with what God gave you and do your best. You got to give it the best with what you got. I really could have hit the post. Bar down, scores, hit the post and in. But I clicked the stop button and I missed it. And now I didn't get the... Okay. Have a good one. Fuck. I'm really fighting for that good ending. Okay. Go get him. Be like Doug Glatt.